you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
The devil, it tells us in 1 Peter, he's roaming about seeking whom he can devour. Now, he can't devour everybody, but there are some whom he can devour. And those are the ignorant whoms. And we're talking about Christians. The people in the world, they're already, he can devour them at any time because they're so duped, they believe half stuff they do is, it's okay. But Christians run around, it's okay too. And they ought to know better because they know the promise in the Word of God telling them, hey, I've got to do this like this to get this stuff straight in my life and to keep it straight. And if I do that and I maintain the victory by keeping my flesh under and keeping, if I keep my flesh under, I've got the devil under because he's only appealing to your flesh to get you to agree with doing the wrong thing. So if you keep the flesh under, you've already kept the devil under. Because he's going to work through your flesh. He's going to work through the lust of your flesh, lust of your eyes, and the pride of life. He's going to work through all that. Those are all there is in the world, those three things for him to work through. If you keep your flesh under, you can keep him under. Now, you get a hold of the promise, you see what you can do. Forget about what any preacher said does not line up with the Word of God. Forget about what your mama said if it don't line up with the Word of God. Forget about what your uncle, your cousins, the TV evangelists, whatever they say, forget about it if it doesn't line up with the Word of God. Because God is the power source behind all this. And if you listen to somebody telling you because it sounds more reasonable the way they're saying it, but they're not saying it, they're not showing you it in the Bible, then there's no power behind what they're saying. And remember, it's the power that's necessary. You've got to obtain the promise. You've got to get in the Word. It takes time, especially if you're not familiar with your Bible. The more familiar you are with the Word, the quicker you can find it. Or the more sermons you've heard that taught the Word, the quicker you remember it. And some things you just know in your spirit is there, but you want to get it. You want to get it. You want to find it. You want to look at it. You want to say that's it. And if it's something that's persisting, you want to put it up on the wall so you can see it. Because you need that to keep you strong in faith to overcome the problem, to overcome the adversity. You need that. It's important. Don't sell it short and, I don't need to do that. I think I heard somewhere. I know it's God's will to do that. You are guessing, you're hoping, you're supposing, you're wishing, you're thinking it is. But unless you look and know where it is in the Bible, you don't know. Or unless God revealed it to you in prayer. You know, God will speak to people by the spirit of prophecy in prayer, and then you can know it then too because God spoke to you. But unless God's speaking to you like that, you need to get the Bible open, find out where it is, or get some help. Ask somebody, you know, I got a problem so-and-so. You got any idea where this is, where the scripture is? I've had people ask me that, and I've asked people that before. You know, when I was coming up, I'd go and say, hey, you know, so-and-so scripture, and there's something in here about so-and-so, and I'm facing the issue I need to believe. Do you know where that is? And then they'll get me some help. And then I can find out where it is, because the ideal is to get it. Don't be so proud that you can't ask anybody. Get it. Get what you need. That's the goal. Get what you need. So you can be blessed. Amplified Bible says you get a hold of those promises, you'll have peace, you'll get all that, you can maintain it. You can walk as a victor in life, not as a victim in life. Too many victims, too many Christians who complain about being a victim. Now, some believers are defeated in times of difficulty because they do not know or appropriate God's promise. Don't even take advantage of it. If you want to get your need met, you got to find a promise for it. Now, God's promises have lots of power. One reason they have power, because it's just the Word of God. God spoke his own promises. Nobody else came and promised it for him. He spoke his own promises through men, but this is what he said I'm promising. This is the creator of all there is backing up this promise. You may have promised something or may have a friend to promise you something. They didn't come through. But this is the creator of all things, the man that cannot lie. God will always say true things. So the fact that he stated this promise ought to give you enough assurance to believe it right there. The man who's got all power to back it up without even sweating, without even lifting a brow, without even giving it a second thought. A man's got power to do all that to bring that to pass. He's the one backing it up. It's not like it's too hard, so he may not keep this promise. Well, God don't realize how much debt I got. That's too hard for him. I don't want to ask him for nothing that big. The biggest problem you have is nothing to God. No matter what problem you have, it was more difficult to part the Red Sea, and he didn't even have any sweat doing that. You see what I'm saying? There's men who can solve on this earth almost whatever problem you have except getting saved, getting born again. Any other financial problem, there's a man who could come give you enough money to solve that problem. The problems that we have are mostly all natural and can be solved through men. Money, somebody being nice to me, somebody to treat me well, they can be solved through men. But God can solve those problems that are far out beyond that. And his promises will take care of those little ones, and his promises will take care of the ones that no man can take care of. When you're so sick that the doctor said you got 2 months left, ain't nothing anybody on the face of this planet can do something about it, God can solve that problem. It's not anything difficult for him. You see, you got to realize who God is, because you need to know that when you go find that promise and you read it, and you need to understand who said this. Who was it that said this? Who promises? This isn't just something I'm reading in a book, something Paul said or something Peter or John said. Who said this? Now, who is the person that's saying this? Let me think of who they are. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that sees and provides, and he can do it. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Jehovah Sikkenu, the Lord my righteousness. Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth me. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord God my peace. And go on down the list. This is who this person is.
Joy of Faith Christian Center is hosting Tom Scarella for an outpouring meeting on Sunday, October 6th at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School. Tom and Susie Scarella literally travel the world with the message of revival, passion, and the power of God. In the last 4 years, God has used them to raise over 400 lame from wheelchairs, crutches, braces, and canes. God moves powerfully through them as they preach the uncompromising, saving grace of Jesus Christ with miracles following. To learn more about Scarella Ministries, log on to www.scarella.com. Be a part of this special outpouring meeting at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, October 6th at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School, 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Now, he's promising me this. So you need to emotionalize it. You need to get it real to you like this. This is who's promising this. Now, let me read this again. He said that he can do, he will do, and he'll bless those to do. Now, he's the one promising it. I can depend on that. It's easy to have faith in that because I'm having faith in the person who said it. I'm not even having faith in what he said. I'm having faith in him. And I know that if he said it is true, that goes without saying. That type of faith is what you need to overcome that problem. And it helps you keep your faith strong when you realize that the one who promised is faithful, full of faith, faithful. You need to think, I mean, it seems like I'm trying to break it down here because I know you're just like me. We read things, we hear things, it's kind of like, yeah, I believe. And you go on down the road and you need a little help believing it. Well, think about who the person is promising it. Remind yourself of all that he is. That's where praise comes in. When you praise God and you worship him, I think that might be one of the points there too. You go on and you praise him, that makes him big. And that way, when you read the promise again, this big, big, big God, this big, huge, awesome God, he's the one that promises, oh yeah, that's a done deal. The devil shouldn't even have started up in that area. That's a done deal. I mean, good grief. Your faith will get so strong that you just move that problem right out of the way with your faith. All these things, actually, what does prayer do? Communication with God keeps your faith up. Overcoming adversity. What does promises do? Knowing the promise and who spoke it. What does that do? Keep your faith up. The just shall live by faith. It's all coming down to faith in the word. Faith in the word. And patience till it comes. Well, let's flip back to 1 Peter. I want to show you something before we go on. 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5, back a page or two. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Now, we're talking about promises. How to handle the adversity of God. One way is the promises. God has given us. 1 Peter 1, 4 said that God has given us exceedingly great and precious promises. He's given us promises, but they're exceedingly great and precious. Now, 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Now, humble yourself, cast your cares, trust in God's promises. Humble yourself. How many people just don't? Well, you know, I know God promised it, but I just want to take care of it myself. It's back to that pride thing again. Pride will steal you, will steal your blessing. It will steal it. You're too proud that you want to do it yourself. Now, you remember, the same self you wanted to do it is the same self to create the problem you're in. Now, who do you want to put faith in? That self or the one with the precious promises? Now, remember, I mean, if you messed up, ain't no use to pretend like you didn't. I messed up and I need some help. God, let me see your promises. Don't be so proud, because see, that lack of humility is what will keep you from casting over on God, because I can't give it to God. I got to straighten out. I messed it up and I got to feel good about it. I fixed it and I got to know I was the one that did it. It's for my self-esteem. Well, you should have no self-esteem. Your esteem should be in Christ, because remember, you died. It's not you that liveth, but Christ that liveth in you. What's self-esteem? You don't even have a self. What self do you have? I mean, do you have a self? Well, there's no self left in me. You know, Christ traded. He took my punishment and all that, and he died when I was supposed to die. So now he gets to live and I'm dead. That's the whole thing about baptism. That's the whole thing about all of it. I was buried with Christ and I was risen to newness of life, and not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. And if Christ living in you, that's the only self you. You ought to identify with Christ. You ought to say, look, when I'm ready to go do something, it ain't me, it's Christ.
Okay.
I'm identifying with him.
Right.
Why? Because I'm his ambassador. I'm living his life. I've given up my life. I've put all self aside.
Yes.
In order for something to live, something must first die. Let's take, for example, a seed. A seed must first fall to the ground and then die. The outer shell, the part you see, the part you're used to dealing with, that part has to die so that the life on the inside, which is flourishing, can come forth. I had to die when I got born again, because the old man, I had to put him off. He had to die. I had to die. So you say an old church, die to self. I had to die to my way, my will, my desires, my goals, my plans, my aspirations. I had to die so that when I died, I could really, out of this same being, really live, because the spirit could live then. The flesh must die, and I keep it under there so it's not resurrected. Some people have a resurrection of the flesh. You know, they're born again and that flesh comes back up after 4 days, and it stinketh before it went in, and it stinketh after 4 days too. You need to keep that flesh buried and under so that that newness, not oldness, but newness of life can come. And that's where you get that revelation when you're trying to scratch your head in Romans, the early chapters of Romans. What is he talking about? Not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me.
Today's message has been part two of the 4-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
5th Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Long time